continue to instruct and guide them in their faith journey. But here, late in the letter, he speaks a particular word to them about kind of the gift of God's Spirit. Let's listen and hear what he has to say. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things, and those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, competing against one another, envying one another. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalmist says, "My soul thirsts for you, O God, the living God, as a deer longs to find a living stream, so my soul thirsts for thee." Have you ever been thirsty? I mean, really thirsty? So thirsty that you could not wait until you had a chance to have just even a small sip of water to cleanse that thirst? Your mouth is parched, it's dry. Your spirit is maybe as well, and you wish for it just a little bit would make all the difference. I've had those occasions. The one I can remember most profoundly was, I'm a hiker. My favorite places to hike is the Grand Canyon. I've had the great pleasure over the course of my life to be there several times, to hike from South Rim down to the river and back in a day, to hike from rim to rim in 2 days. I remember particularly coming off the North Rim. It's 14 miles down off the North Rim down to Fan Ranch and Colorado River. And there are not many water stops along the way, and so we had certainly attempted to pack as much water as we thought was necessary. But with kind of the desert airs, you find out that your body evaporates much more water than you ever intend. No matter how much we sipped along the way, the thermos we had, I still barely had enough by the time I reached the bottom. And then there was a water source. After we set up camp, put up our tents, we made our way over to an area of the river that had a wadi, a collection pool, and we literally jumped in. What an incredible feeling to jump into that cool mountain water, where literally we felt washed and cleansed and renewed. It really did quiet our spirits, it quieted mine. You could literally sip from it, the water was so clean and clear. And I remember being so renewed and refreshed in that brief moment. There are times in our life where we are thirsty. We desperately want drink. And we look for it in our lives. Sometimes in our lives, the life may be long without water, without the life-giving water that comes in God's Spirit. There are times we may have spent the journey with someone else through a long illness that may have led to their death. Or we've wandered in a long time in a journey with someone we love who literally is beginning to forget things and forget even themselves. We've had times in our life where we just wonder where God was. A desert experience where we just couldn't see evidences of God's presence in our lives. And we long for it, you yearn for it, but we just didn't see it. We became parched of spirit, is drier and drier than we are when we become thirsty, wanting, longing for it. And that's what the psalmist says, as a deer longs for living streams of water, so my soul thirsts for thee. There are those times in life when we finally can find part of that source, we take and dip into that deep well of God's goodness and graciousness and sip of it. And in that moment and the moments to follow, we are somehow renewed and refreshed, reclaimed. We are ready to then venture out again for another day, another set of activities, other challenges that may be before us. But you know, it's important to know where those drinking spots are. It's important to know where those streams can spring up, where those wadis are that you can come and claim more than a cupful. And you can come there anytime you're thirsty because you know where to find it. And the place that we find it within our understanding of the Christian faith is very much through the spiritual disciplines. Now, when we think of discipline, sometimes we think negatively about how it restrains us or somehow we're being punished for something we did. But then when we think of athletes in the Olympics and how they had to prepare for so long for that activity, that competition that they're now ready to partake, they stand at the gate, the beginning line. They've worked many, many hours, many, many years trying to refine their skills, to ready their body, their spirits, their minds for this 1 30-second, 2 minutes, 4 minutes. All of it seems to come culminate in this particular moment in time, but they have prepared for it. They are ready for it. They have disciplined themselves, their body, in readiness. Anyone who's learned a sport, anyone who's learned to enjoy music, anyone who's enjoyed any skill that they use in their profession knows that it takes discipline for us to be able to shape ourselves so that we are ready to do what we so much want to do. So it is with our spiritual life, that inner part of us, deep down inside us, that calls for us, that we thirst for living water. And that somehow the spiritual disciplines provide us a place in which we can find ourselves, and more importantly, God can find us. Put ourselves in a place where God can transform us in some special way. You see, the work of the spiritual disciplines, maybe in some part, are attempting to be disciplined to do them, but it is God's work that works within us through those disciplines. Now, we may know some of these disciplines, but we not understand maybe all of them. But I would mention a few, and the study class we're doing on Sunday morning is going to look at some of those disciplines. Richard Foster defines them as inward, outward, and corporate. Now, most of us, when we think of disciplines, we think of monks, nuns, those in deep prayer and fasting, as if they're the only ones who can do it. But you know, spiritual disciplines are really designed for ordinary folks like us who are attempting to live our lives each day, attempting to be faithful in what we do, attempting to have the energy to do that which we feel God's calling us to do. But how do we prepare ourselves? How do we nurture ourselves? How do we continue to have a place, a living stream, which we can dip into to be refreshed and renewed? And the spiritual disciplines are those things in the offering to us as people of faith. We recognize inward disciplines like meditation, taking time to ponder, open ourselves up to see how God may speak to us, focusing on one particular image or one particular thought, or just trying to let our problems sit on clouds and pass in the sky until the sky is clear and there's nothing but God shining on us. Sometimes it's in prayer. Sometimes it's in fasting. Times when we literally deny ourselves something for a time, which then makes us long for it all the more. And when we do and finally enjoy it, it is an incredible thing. Fasting is one of those things where whatever length of time you choose to fast, to not eat, even though your body calls for it, you'll survive without it. We've got plenty of extra for things to be drawn upon, to make use of. We could actually last quite a long time. They say you can last a good 40 days with just water. But you can't live without water. You can't live without food for a good period of time. But somehow denying ourselves that which our body calls for that we want to do regularly, it makes us concentrate on other things. Maybe things like relationships we're in with others and our family, our friends, our neighbors. Maybe even the sense of the God who loves us in Christ. He gives us time to pause and think and reflect upon those relationships and see what they have to offer us. But then when we break fast, that's where that comes from, when we break fast, the most significant meal in the week for me when I used to fast one day a week was the breakfast after the fast. Every morsel of food tasted so much better, so much full of flavor than I ever known before. But during the fast, life was much richer than it had ever been before. Somehow I could see things more clearly. I was less distracted by my body attempting to all the food that I ate. Like a slug on a chair, I could not think nor move, but without food, I was clean and clear. Those are usually the days I chose to write a sermon, to teach a class, and to make visits to people in the congregation. It was one of the most freeing days I ever experienced in any given week. It was the day of fasting. But it's a discipline. It's one you have to kind of have God help you hold to. And in doing so, there's something in the way for you, something that can be meaningful and lasting and fulfilling if we dare to try it. One of the other things that's an inward discipline is study. Our own Bible studies, our own devotional time, a time by ourselves where we try to reflect on a passage and see what God has to say to us, or study a particular book or a particular theme in faith, attempting to broaden our understanding. These are inward disciplines. Meditation, prayer, fasting, study. We are most familiar with those. We've heard about those. We know people who practice them. We have them who practice them. The next set are a little different. They are the outward disciplines. They are things like simplicity, solitude, submission, and service. We all understand the service one. We're all doers. We know what it is to go out and do something for someone else, to attempt to serve someone who has a need. And that is certainly a discipline, one that if we do regularly, truly reshapes our lives because we take a different tack towards life, don't we? We begin to understand that there's others outside of us. We understand that we are in place of a larger community and that somehow they are just like us. Service is one that many of us have practiced, but what about the others? Simplicity. What does it mean to live life simply or more simply? Is not our life seeming at times complex, overburdened with all kinds of activities and demands and challenges? What is it to narrow it down to the very simple things that are most important in life and focus on them? What might that do for us? Solitude. Times where sometimes we just need to be alone. We just need to be by ourselves. No one demanding anything from us. Just a chance to sit and rest in the presence of God. Submission. One most people don't like because we think of it as being somehow a servant to someone else's desires. But that's not the sense of submission in the spiritual disciplines. It is a sense to attempt to want to surrender myself to someone's will more than mine. Maybe God's will. What does God want from me in my life? In that way, I can submit myself and all those desires and strivings so that somehow God may speak to me, that I may live for him. Those are outward. But then there are corporate disciplines. Now we know the most obvious, which is worship. We're doing that right now. But there are others. One of them is one called confession. Now we think of confession as something we do individually, right? We confess our sins. But even in worship, we not only confessed our sins together, but we also did it individually. We did both. But sometimes the community of faith needs to do its own confession. There are times where a community of faith needs to acknowledge itself and say, what is it I need to acknowledge that I'm falling short of corporately so that we may be free of it and be able to open ourselves up to something new? Another one is guidance. Somehow knowing that we can't make it through our life on our own. Sometimes we need someone to guide and help us. For some of us, that may be a neighbor, a friend, a family member that helps ask questions of us as we ponder life and its meaning. Sometimes it may even be a spiritual director whose sole purpose is to help guide you in your walk of faith. But all of us need to open ourselves up to God's Spirit to be guided. And that's something that sometimes the church needs to open itself up to be guided as a community of faith to where God wants us to be and do. All these are different varieties of spiritual disciplines. All of them are attempting to place ourselves on a path so that God may find us and transform us, change us, shape us, mature us, expand us, deepen us. And when we do, life is simpler. It is richer. It is fuller. It is quenching. Our hungers get met and our thirst as well as we long for the God who loves us in Christ. It says, in order to break one habit and create another, it takes 40 days. How long is Lent? 40 days. Why not look at what spiritual discipline you might attempt to practice during this season and see how it may impact you? Too often we think of Lenten season, we hear from our Catholic brothers and sisters that we need to give up something. Let's give up sweets. Give up desserts. Give up certain things we probably should give up anyway. Just for a time. And then when it's over, we can resume again. But what if we look at the Lenten time as a time to take on? Take on something new. Take on something different. Try it for 40 days. We may like it so much, we may want to continue to be about it all our lives. For me, a spiritual discipline is a ladle that one can dip into the deep well of God's goodness and love and graciousness and take sips occasionally to feed and enliven our souls and our lives in service. I pray you may ponder these as possibilities for yourself to really take something on this season that can make all the difference in the world for you and all those whom you know. The psalmist says, "My soul thirsts for thee, O God, the living God. As a deer longs for living streams, so my soul thirsts for thee." Seek, and ye shall find. Dip, and one shall taste. Live, and one shall serve. May God's grace be available to each of us in these very special days. notice today, affirmation of faith is different than the Apostles' Creed. It is a portion of the brief statement of faith, which is the newest confession within our tradition, written in contemporary language. It is also going to be that which the confirmands are going to be studying in preparation for their membership. So it will be used in worship throughout this season. Let us share it together.
In life.